Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday TGIF Friday Night Live Edition. Fancy Brian, I'm right here with you in the Shaw, and it is a big night because we are launching Friday Night Live right here on the Shaw, 540 AM and 101 FM. And what is Friday Night Live? Well, it's rock and roll from downtown Waukesha. The Five Points, they shut it down. And we're going to be out there. I'm going to be broadcasting live. I am your guest, inaugural host for the Friday Night Live event. And, you know, the weather is glorious here in Waukesha. I got to tell you, mid-70s, sunny.
It's practically perfect.
It is practically perfect, but I was misled. I looked up the weather report earlier today. What kind of weather are we going to have? Crudy's got a dress for the day. The weatherman said maybe upper 60s. So Crudy wore pants.
I think you'll be all right.
I'll be okay, but I wish I was not wearing pants.
Especially if any mosquitoes are out, you'll be perfect.
I don't think they have mosquitoes in Waukesha, do they?
Well, I'm assuming mosquitoes live anywhere.
Bird of the state of Wisconsin, so
mosquito. I would assume they'd infiltrate this area too.
At this time of year, no pants, my preference. Shorts, you know, I do wear shorts. Dom, shorts, no pants. It's always kind of optional. I got no socks on. I've taken my loafers off for the broadcast. You know, I feel constrained in these jeans. We're a little beyond jean season. You know, once it gets nice out, I don't want to wear pants the rest of the summer. You should wear pants, though.
Pond would be good for you. It'd be fine.
Pond would be good for you. So anyways, I got pants on. Got a fine Code Devil joining me at 5 o'clock today. He is former U.S. Attorney James Santel. And Jimmy, I suspect James will be wearing pants as is his custom. And I've got no shoes on, so, you know, don't sit too close to the radio. You might smell my feet. Glad you're on the other side of a piece of glass.
We'll get a mic down there and light up those feet. So get them nice and bright. Get them nice and loud.
Buddy, you know, we air grievances on Friday, and the fact that I'm talking about feet... You know, probably your grievance right about now. Evan back in the world headquarters. Where is he? Is he absent? Is the guy already taking a break?
No, he's evening. He's doing some evanescence right now.
Some evanescence. Whatever right. It is that Evan does during this radio show.
Lots of things.
Lightly screening the calls at 844-967-2789. We'll take your calls. And we'll get to the headlines. So I guess I've got to start with the grievances. I'm the only one here. Well, Fancy, you're here. You got a grievance? You want to lead?
I have several grievances, but I'm more of a grievance artist, so you just tell me what we're talking about, and I'll grieve.
Maybe we should let me cast the first grievance on behalf of Rebecca Clayfish, the Republican, and I would say presumptive Republican gubernatorial nominee. Well... She's got to be feeling a little butthurt today. The former president, Donald Trump, and you were the first one to report this to me. And I think Luke reported it to you. So.
Yeah, there was a chain.
And I told two friends. And
Johnny
so on
told
and so
us, then the righty-whities were saying it, and then it didn't happen right away, and then it happened. It finally happened.
And the what happened is a guy you probably, although you listen to this show, you're smart people, but a guy you probably... didn't hear about before you listen to the show, a guy named Tim Michaels, apparently a businessman, you know, from Wisconsin or Connecticut.
Mostly Connecticut.
Or New York City. He's got three properties, apparently. Pays income taxes in the state of Wisconsin, though.
Oh, I see parallels here.
Spends like 183 days a year here. Like, very specific. Something must be in the tax codes.
He chalks up on the side of his wall for every time he's here, just so he knows how long he can stay in Wisconsin so he can stay on the ballot. Good job.
It's either that or, you know, rampant speculation. Maybe he's got a second family. Who knows? Who knows? You know, Splinter 50-50 style. But Tim Michaels got the endorsement of Donald Trump, and it was being threatened and promised by Righty Whitey Talk Radio. And apparently they had some insight that I just don't have. I didn't know it was coming. Probably wouldn't have cared, but it is an interesting development in the race. And Rebecca's gotta be butthurt.
Well, I think it's a blessing in disguise for her because lately,
how so?
Well, at the time that she was begging for the endorsement, it would have really probably helped her. Now, after Trump's track record is pretty much, you know, basically, I'm assuming Tim Michaels is going to lose because of this endorsement. This might actually help Rebecca Clayfish kind of pull herself out of crazy town.
Tim Michaels would have lost without this endorsement. There's no doubt.
Oh, I mean, sure.
The timeline's too short, and the guy's got millions. But at the Republican Party convention in Middleton, near where I normally broadcast from, she got 55% of the delegates' votes, and Tim Michaels got like 4%. 4%! And he was nothing in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, the guy barely spends half a year here. And the last time he ran for a political office, 2004, lost to Russ Feingold, a fine progressive senator from Middleton, Wisconsin. And so anyways, guy hadn't run for anything in 18 years. Paid a lot of taxes in Wisconsin, but barely spent any time there. Not really a politically known figure in the state. And got the endorsement of Donald Trump. So she's at 55, and he's at 4%. And that's what the GOP base. So if Tim Michaels, you know, if Tim Michaels does win, it's because he was catapulted by Trump. But if he loses, well, that was the expected outcome anyways.
Uh-huh. It also is a perfect fit because they're both, you know, self-made businessmen.
You mean
Michaels? Yeah, both of them are self-made businessmen who inherited it from their fathers. They both probably hate their fathers as well, so they have a nice conversation about that. They both have triple locations where they live, including New York City. They both pay taxes in a different place than they actually do live. And, you know, they both have a lot of things in common that I think they can get along with.
Doesn't everyone hate their father? Pretty sure my kids do. Father's Day's coming up. I've always noted, not that my kids are great gift givers, not to mom and dad, but a little early Father's Day grievance this year. You could give me something, right? Something. Something more than a happy Father's Day. That's all I'm saying. Something. How about a card? I'd take a card.
Give me a donut.
I'd take a donut with a little candle on top, then it'd feel special.
You know what? Next to candle, that's fine. Give me a second donut.
So
one that looks like a candle.
So anyways, I hope Rebecca's not, you know, nursing away the pain of her butt hurt with a bunch of donuts back at the house. It's got to be, you know, a tough thing. I bet she gets up by her gumption and grabs her bootstraps and, you know, goes back out on the campaign trail. Because when you start the week up by 51, and you don't get the endorsement of the former president, that's got to sting a little. And it's got to, what, motivate you to get out there and do a little more. Try a little harder. Be better. Be best.
She could be best. I mean, it is something when you run as a strong, independent woman that hitches her coattails to Walker and Trump. You know, that's what a strong person does. But, you know, whatever. It's fine.
You know, they're probably the more important political headline of the day because not everyone lives in our backyard here in the state of Wisconsin. This is not a grievance. This is more of a little gleeful celebration. Not a big one, but a little one. Peter Navarro, the financial advisor, the economic advisor to the former President Trump, got indicted today. Two misdemeanor counts, but each carries a maximum penalty of 1 year in jail. And the two counts, misdemeanor counts, no doubt,
Contempt of Congress. Contempt of Congress.
Oh, so they do have teeth.
He was indicted by the Department of Justice effectively for failing to respond to the January 6th committee hearing.
It is possible since the Clinton administration. That's amazing.
It is kind of amazing. A federal grand jury has indicted Peter Navarro, a former Trump White House advisor, on two counts of criminal contempt of Congress for defying subpoenas from the House J6 Select Committee. The two misdemeanor counts stem from his failure to comply with demands for documents and testimony in the panel's investigation. Now, Navarro was indicted on Thursday, and the indictment was unsealed on Friday. I've never been indicted. Charged, never indicted.
Haven't had the pleasure myself.
The former trade advisor made his initial court appearance. That's the booking session Friday afternoon, during which he insisted on representing himself. Boy, those Trumpsters are smart. And railed against the federal prosecutors, the FBI, and the Select Committee. Better to just remain silent and say not guilty, right? Navarro in court accused the Justice Department of prosecutorial misconduct for arresting him at an airport on his way to Nashville for a television appearance. He also, I guess you're not going to make it to Nashville today, Peter. Not too late. Yeah, maybe catch a later flight. Hope Southwest is flying. He also argued the committee's lack of authority to subpoena him. That committee is a sham committee that doesn't have the power to issue subpoenas. They basically weaponized their investigatory powers in a way that violates separation of powers. The House voted to hold Navarro in contempt in April, referred him to the Justice Department for criminal charges of the four former Trump officials to be referred by the House. Navarro is only the second to face charges. If convicted, he faces the possibility of up to a year in jail and a $100,000 fine on each count. Now, what's the George Michael for? I'm not father figure.
Oh, this is Trump being Tim Michael's father figure since, you know, taking him under his wing. You know, I'm endorsing you, that type of thing.
But Trump has two sons and he doesn't even like them.
I know. That's why Tim Michaels fits so perfectly with Donald Trump.
Come back with us. Fancy Brian. He'll be all our father figures. I'll be your role model. Devil's Advocates Friday Grievances. Light them up. 844-967-2789.
It's just me and Fancy here right now.
She would not be my first choice, that I can tell you.
I'm not going to be ignored.
I am not a role model.